Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Ruth Ezell. There was a major development in higher education in the region this week. St. Charles-based Lindenwood University announced it would cease its daytime undergraduate academic programs at its Belleville campus following the 2019-2020 academic year. There are about 1,200 undergraduate students at the Belleville campus and about 350 full and part-time faculty and staff. Lindenwood University declined our invitation to be on this program. We do have with us Belleville Mayor Mark Eckert. Welcome to the program, Mayor Eckert.
Thank you, Ruth, for asking me, and good morning to you.
Let's start out with this question. Did the announcement by Lindenwood catch you off guard?
Well, the announcement that they made concerning making a decision closing the day school after the 2019-2020 school year certainly caught us off guard. We knew that starting last November 1st of 2018, we were notified that they put our campus president, Brett Barger, on leave. And that was a shock to us there because Brett Barger, we felt, was doing a great job with that university of growing it and of the Belleville campus, and a great job of communicating and being a part of the community himself. He and his family lived over here. He was very active in a number of the community activities and boards. And we had a really great relationship going for all these years with Lindenwood, and it's been a wonderful partner. So we were shocked when Brett was put on leave. And then 3 months later, or not quite 3 months, he was terminated. And then they almost immediately put the systems president, Dr. Shonrock, from the St. Charles campus on leave, and 3 days later, he was terminated. So we've seen since the first week of February an enormous amount of unrest at Lindenwood, uncertainty. We have tried, and we have had a number of meetings with the interim people. February 28th, the interim director, interim president Art Johnson, came to Belleville to meet with me, and I could tell pretty much right away there that while he didn't say anything about closing the day school, he was very much not really interested. And I had suggested that we try meeting with some of the board people and getting them over here to see the Belleville campus and to meet with some of our city officials and business leaders to get a feel, because I know that the board has changed a lot over the years. Many years ago, when Dr. Spellman first reached out from Lindenwood and brought the school over the campus to the Belleville to be developed, we had a great relationship. And, you know, at that time, I even spent a few years on the board of directors with Lindenwood, but it was very difficult with my schedule and with being a full-time mayor to be over there as much as they would have liked me to be in meetings and committees and such. So in 2010, I stepped off the board and just told them I pledged to stay active with the Belleville campus and do everything I could to help continue to grow that relationship. But I was shocked by the turn of events this week. I certainly was.
And were you not given any insight into their thought process for stopping the program?
The only thing this gentleman told us in the end of February, the last day of February when we met, was that that he had two jobs while he was interim, and that was to hire a new systems president for St. Charles and was to restructure or to get a strategic plan for the Belleville campus. He never said that it was financially extremely burdensome. He was very vague when I asked certain questions, but he also didn't want, obviously, a lot of input from anybody, because I offered that we would get some community people to sit and to listen and to help problem solve or whatever it took to strengthen. The statement I kept making to him was, Belleville will do anything we can to strengthen this campus because it's very important, not only to the students, but to the community, and we felt like it was really having a major impact on, you know, everything over here, on we were getting good students coming into different businesses. We were getting good volunteering from the students from the campus in the community. They were doing a lot of mentoring in our schools, of some of the younger schools. And there was just some great relationships and things happening that just made this whole process very exciting. And so when they seemed to be very distant and didn't really want to meet or take our, you know, our address our concerns or questions, I knew that something was not good, but I was shocked when they came out so quickly. And because they kept basically saying, listen, as soon as graduation's over, first part of May, we'll you know, a couple of the people told me that time we'll sit down more and we'll talk. So we tried to be patient, but when the news came Monday, I was shocked.
Can you describe for our listeners the neighborhood in Belleville where Lindenwood is?
Well, you know, Lindenwood University in Belleville was Belleville West High School, where I graduated from in 1974. And that was Belleville Township High School, started in 1920 approximately. And it was the home of Belleville West for many years in Belleville Township. And so when High School District 201, when they announced to us in early 2000, I guess it was, that they were going to build a new campus southwest part of the corner of the city. We were happy about that, but we were also concerned about the empty buildings that would be present. So when Dr. Spellman reached out to then Mayor Mark Kern at that time, and they brought Lindenwood Board over here to look at the old high school campus and talk about the possibilities, we were excited. But the campus was pretty worn out at that time, and the neighborhood was pretty tired. And there was a lot of old structures, and a lot of them have been demoed since then, and a lot of rebirth. But the central corridor in that area of West Main Street, where Lindenwood resides today, you know, in 2000 to 2000, you know, the early, you know, first 5 years of 2000, that corridor was really struggling with housing concerns, older people who were passing away or going into nursing homes, houses were sitting empty, not having a lot of rehab. We had a couple old businesses and things that were really, and then we got a couple shots in the arm there. We got Lindenwood to take hold and start remodeling. We got the State Police Crime Lab that built that new $47 million facility at the corner of 23rd Main right next to Lindenwood. And we started catching a few breaks, and the neighborhood started changing, and Lindenwood started day school, and they started to buy some of the homes for some housing, and they rehabbed them into some wonderful student housing situations. They're just, you know, up to code, and that whole corridor has been lifted up. So the partnership with Lindenwood and the improvement that we have today along that West Main Street corridor is tremendously improved. So I will say this, compared to when Belleville West was leaving, compared to this news this week, the corridor is definitely stronger. It's definitely in much better shape with the buildings and the homes, et cetera. But this leaves a big void until we can figure out, you know, how we move forward.
That student housing that's around the campus, Lindenwood owns most of that. Is there any indication what's going to happen to those?
Well, no. These are all questions that we're raising and all questions that we hope to sit down with. They say they're going to have a new university president soon. We're hoping to have a meeting with that person or persons and their new administration quickly to start asking some of these questions. You know, I will say this. This has been a tough week with this news, but we're very optimistic. I mean, this campus is... we've seen what great things can happen to some old property in an old neighborhood, and it's in far better shape today than it was 20 years ago. But we also have to certainly remain willing to, and we are willing to roll up our sleeves and to partner with the board over there and to make good decisions, hopefully, because even if they do pull away from Belleville, I'm very, very convinced that, you know, this campus can be repurposed. And we're, you know, one of the messages I hope that can reach out today from conversations with you and with others is that, you know, the city of Belleville stands ready and willing to listen and to partner with anyone who's willing to take a look at that campus and how we might repurpose it, because there really have been some remarkable things accomplished there. It's made some fabulous improvements in and around that whole area, and we certainly are optimistic that that can happen again with some good hard work.
So the community reaction, what's that been like?
Well, I think it's mixed. I think there's a lot of disappointment. I think people were so excited about what they saw happening in just a few years in the Lindenwood area that they were very grateful and very appreciative and excited about this new having a university in our city. I think there's a lot of people that are certainly sad but I think overall, people, as I talk to them a few days later now, more and more people are coming up to me, and they remain very, I think, optimistic that we are a city that is resilient. We're 205 years old. We've had a history of, of bouncing back and not giving up. We have a volunteer spirit in Belleville. This weekend right now, we start today our 18th Arterna Square, which is an all-volunteer put-together art show, one of the finest in the nation. It was first in the nation, I think, 7 out of 11 years in a row. And it's 600 people volunteering that committee to make that event happen every year. And we'll get probably 75,000. If the weather's nice in 3 days, we'll get upwards of 100,000 people visit Belleville and come by this buy art and come visit our downtown. So we have a history of not giving up. We have a history of working together and being optimistic. And I'm no doubt in my mind that's going to continue as we take on the challenge of this repurposing this campus.
Well, best of luck. We will, of course, be following what happens with that area.
Well, I appreciate your interest, and we hope that people listening will put their thinking caps on and maybe give us a call and talk about how we might sit down and talk about, you know, how this beautiful campus can be repurposed once again. We're not giving up. Somebody said to me this morning, you think if the new president comes to Lindenwood, that they'll I said, well, we're not going to give up. We're going to keep telling our story, and we're going to keep continuing to present our message that we want to work with. We have a history of working with people, and while Belleville, like I said, being a city of 200 plus years, we have our challenges. We're 10 miles long, and we're the county seat, and we have a lot of things that we're proud of over here, but certainly our art show and certainly Lindenwood University and many other things are amongst those types of things that we hold a lot of pride to. But we're gonna fight, we're gonna work together, and we're gonna be optimistic that we're gonna repurpose that campus with some good things for the future.
Just best of luck to you. It's your optimism is contagious. So
well, I guess that's why they've kept me this long, Ruth. I gotta keep. So, one of the jobs of being mayor is to be the head cheerleader for the city, and I believe in this city. I've been here all my life, all 63 years I've lived in Belleville, and it's next to my family, it's my biggest love, and we just got to keep working together.
Well, take care, Mayor.
Thank you.
That's Belleville Mayor Mark Eckert talking with us about Lindenwood University's decision to cease its daytime undergraduate operations after the next academic school year. We did reach out to Lindenwood. Officials declined to join the conversation. And as Mayor Eckert pointed out, Art on the Square starts tonight and continues through this weekend in downtown Belleville. It's one of the top fine art shows in the country. And St. Louis Public Radio will have a booth there, so stop by and say hi. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on The Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.